New York City, the world capital of culture and industry. Here among the towering skyscrapers, civilization is guided by men of progress and the wonders of technology. But for all this industrial advancement, there is a price to pay. Pollution. The unavoidable byproduct of today's society. Every year, millions of gallons of poisonous wastes, garbage, and radioactive chemicals are disposed of in nearby towns such as Tromaville, the toxic waste dumping capital of the world. Our story takes place at the Tromaville Health Club, where a young man named Melvin Ferd works. Melvin's entire life, in fact, entire being, was changed by toxic chemical waste.
Shit-eating grin on his face. What's he so happy about?
I hate that mop boy.
I think that creep's coming over here.
Julie, you smell something.
Ew, pee you. What's that stink?
Gee, that's funny. I don't smell nothing.
Melvin, clean up the toilet. It stinks over here.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Look what you did, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
Hey, what are you, retarded?
Huh, retarded?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, huh?
You want me to go and get a fucking disease?
Yeah, you wanted to go and get a fucking disease?
I didn't mean it.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
Next time you fuck with me, I'm gonna take this mop and shove it down your throat. He's stressing me, Julie. He is stressing me.
Oh, Bozo.
I can't take it, Julie. I cannot take it. He is screwing up my karma. I'm sorry.
See what you did, you idiot. See what you did? You stressed Bozo.
I'm sorry, Julie. I didn't mean to do it. He was sitting there and I...
How dare you talk to me, you twerp!
Keep it up, Bozo, keep it up. But remember, there's only one muscle you gotta worry about. Hey, you know... I think you ought to work a little bit on your gut. You're getting a little bit flabby there.
Where? What are you talking about? I don't got no fat. There's no fat here. I don't got no fat. Fat!
Fat!
Hot sweat running down your face. Muscles working overtime. So slick, skin tight. I'm gonna make that body mine. You turn me.
Are you sure no one will come in?
I paid Tony $15. He said the place is ours till tomorrow morning. Hey, relax. You want a drink?
Yeah.
All right.
Look, can I come again next time you and Bozo go driving?
If you want to bad enough.
I love it when we go real fast and they never know what hit them.
They never believe we're gonna run them down. We keep getting closer and closer.
And faster and faster.
They just standing there. And here!
We hit them.
I love the sound of breaking bones.
And the car driving over them, dragging their bodies.
All that beautiful blood.
Slug. I want you now.
Points, the rules, what are they?
Okay, let me see if I can remember the whole list. Now, Jews, Wamps, Niggers, and Chinks. They're all worth 25 points. But Puerto Ricans, they're worth 30 points. Now, kids under 12, they're worth double points.
Skippy, don't forget your helmet.
Okay, sis.
And be careful out there.
Julie, does it count if I graze them?
Gotta destroy them. Bozo, I want them dead.
Now we're gonna get them. Come on, come on, come on, where the fuck is everybody? Where the fuck is everybody? It's always the same in the air. No one says how much is a kid on a bicycle?
Whip! Ooh. 28 points if you can get both the kid and the bike. Let's take a closer look.
Howie's a cute little boy, isn't he?
Out pretty late, aren't you, honey?
The coast is clear, Bozo.
We got him. Show you no way.
Get him!
Give me that drink.
Come on,
Full points, my man.
Wow, oh my God.
Wow, oh my God.
These are gonna be the best shots we've ever taken.
Yeah, this is fun.
Ah, these are great.
Show me a pretty picture.
That was good. I want to do it again.
Let's do it again.
No, I can't. I gotta go home.
What?
Well, I gotta get up early in the morning. Gotta go to church.
Oh.
The boss told me the men's room looked real nice last night, Ma.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, son.
Bye, Ma.
Goodbye, son.
And up! 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 Now kick out! 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 Now arms up! Stop! Stop! That's really pitiful. Just stop. Just stop a second. Look, how many times do I have to tell you people? Do exactly what I do. If I kick my right foot, you kick your right foot. If I kick my left foot, you kick your left foot, okay? Whatever I do, you do exactly the same thing, okay? Now how about we start again? We're gonna do exactly what I'm doing. Okay, you guys, you know what I'm talking about? Let's go, let's do it this time. Okay, let's get the music. 5, 6, 7, 8, hey, hey, hey!
Watch how I hit this ball. Are you watching me? Are you watching me? I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna kill it. Ah! I hit the
balls. Bozo, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, guys, come here.
Have I got a plan to fix that mop boy's wagon?
Great.
What is it?
Well. Hi, Melvin.
Melvin?
Melvin, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, I just came to apologize.
Apologize?
Yes, I didn't mean to be so nasty yesterday.
Oh, that's okay, Julie. I didn't really mind.
In fact, I was hoping you could help me with a little problem I've been having.
Who, me?
Yes, but I can't talk about it here with all these people around.
I got a great idea.
Why don't you meet me in the girls' locker room?
Girls' locker room?
Yes. Then we can discuss it alone.
Okay.
Great. Let's say 7 o'clock.
Okay, that'll be good for me, too, because I gotta clean the toilets in there anyway around that time.
Good. It's a date. See you then.
Okay.
Or 90 491 492 493 494 495.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Well, Melvin fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Woo!
Driving for 2 whole hours. Let's pull this rig over and take a break.
Hey, the boss will have our asses. You know he don't want us to stop in habitated areas with this radioactive chemical waste we got in the back. It's dangerous. It's like that cancerogenic stuff, you know.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah.
You remember that dope we were snorting last week?
Do I?
Well, buddy boy, check this out.
Holy shit! Why didn't you say so? Let's pull it over!
Melvin.
Hi, Julie.
Come on in. Don't be shy.
So what was it that you wanted me to help you with?
Well, it's about
about Bozo?
Bozo!
Yeah, you see, I'm so sick of the way he goes around pushing people around all the time. He's so immature. In fact, I don't like to go out with him anymore. But I don't know quite how to tell him. In fact, Melvin, I think you're handsome and sensitive and kind. Oh, Melvin, I find you irresistible.
Me?
Yes. Melvin, I want to do it with you.
Do it?
Do it.
Do what?
Do it, Melvin, do it.
Do it? Okay.
Wait a minute. But I got a great idea, Melvin. We'll go down by the pool. And afterwards, we can take a cool dip.
All right.
There's one other little thing, Melvin. You're not wearing pink.
Pink?
It's my favorite color. I have my pink on. So, I brought this for you.
Wait, this is sissy stuff.
Oh, no, Melvin. Pink makes me so hot.
It does?
Yes. If you put on your pink, I'll take off my pink.
I love pink.
Hurry up. I'll be waiting for you. And bring your mom.
I will.
Seven lessons from the boy behind the stars. Yeah. Get you got your spoon, you wanna talk? I took my knife and fork, sugar. I'm the last one to score. The one thing I said, and I said, eat it, baby. Don't fool around with a lick. Eat it, baby. So we can sing a song about it. Now you're 17.
Julie!
Here I am, Alvin.
Oh. Ah! It's so dark in here. Where are you? I can't see you.
Right here, Melvin. Come here. My lips are waiting for you, Melvin. Oh, put your arms around me.
Oh, Julie, Julie. Oh, Julie. I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, turn
here.
On the
We're
lights!
Together. You're so soft, Julie. Nah.
Thank you.
right? Is anything the matter?
Clancy, the boss is gonna have him by the balls.
I don't think O'Clancy will take the money. Everyone says he's an honest cop.
If we don't take the dough, I'm gonna give him a blow.
My bare knuckles.
Well, if it ain't Cigar Face, what are you and your boyfriends up to?
We brought you a little present from the boss. Here.
That ain't right.
Right or wrong ain't got nothing to do with it. The boss wants you on the payroll. So if you know what's good for you, you take the money and shut up.
No way. I don't want your money. Now, why don't you run along before I take you all in?
You're gonna take us in? Listen. You big, stupid, fat-footed Mick. You take this money, or Uncle Paul's gonna send you to California in a wooden overcoat.
No way. You're wasting your time.
No.
That's where you're wrong. You're wasting our time. Now we're gonna waste you. Oh! Now. You're gonna find out why they call me Cigar Face.
Come on now, come on now.
Get him. Honest cops are all alike. A bunch of fucking faggots. What do you say? Shall I blow his nose off or what?
The boss says if he doesn't want to cooperate, we should make love to him.
Well, whatever the boss says goes.
No, please. Please, Agassiz. No, please, come on. I got a family.
Say your prayers, copper.
Holy shit!
That minute, the O'Shaughnessy boy, back from school. No.
Came over me. I just couldn't control myself. I've never done anything like this before. Bye.
Quiet! Now! You will raise your hand, and you will ask one question at a time.
Exactly where did it happen?
It happened in Shinbone Alley. These three guys were going to kill me, see? And then out of nowhere comes this thing, this monster. I never seen anything like it before, because it took these three guys and threw them away. And I don't know what it was, but God bless them, because he saved my life.
Between my men and O'Clancy.
O'Clancy. Oh, yeah, that's that honest cop. I don't know. Somebody must have got their signals crossed.
Look here, Mr. Mayor. All I know is two of my best men had their heads scrambled the other night by this cop who's supposed to be working for us. Is there any truth to this rumor I hear about this 7-foot monster?
Walter, you know how dangerous these streets can be. Anything could have happened.
Look, Pete, all I know is that they found knuckles and nipples with their heads split open and mops stuffed down what was left of their throat. Hey, do you think that cop could have done it?
Oh, Clancy, give me a break. He's a putz. The only thing he's good for is playing with his nightstick.
Damn, Pete. You know, some of my men are complaining that they were scared to make the rounds.
Don't worry, Walter.
I'm gonna give you this town all wrapped up. Monster or no monster. Miss Simpson! Oh, Miss Simpson!
Yeah?
I want you to clean clubs. Clean clubs.
Rub! You want rub?
No. Rub. No. Oh, no, Miss Simpson, please, Miss Simpson.
I like rub.
Wait a minute. Not rubs. Clean clubs. Clubs.
Oh, clean clubs.
Yeah, clubs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Clean clubs.
All right, boys. Chief, what do you got?
That alleyway was the most gruesome sight I have ever seen.
Gruesome, huh? Have you ever met my mother-in-law? Now that's gruesome.
What about Cigar Face? Have we gotten anything out of him yet?
He must still be in shock. All he does is sit around all day babbling about some 7-foot monster.
Yeah, and the only other clue we got are those mops stuffed in their mouths.
Mops? It must be some sort of political statement. Do we have any suspects?
The whole town was suspect. Knuckles and Nipples were hated by everyone.
Well, not by me. They were our two best producers.
Speaking of which, I almost forgot. The boys made their rounds last night, and here is the collection.
Yeah, and it would have been double if it wasn't for this devastating, tragic turn of events.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I am not an animal. I am Melvin the Mop Boy.
It's me, Ma. Melvin.
Is he dead? Hey, Tom. Yeah, over here. Tom, the zoning board has designated the old Rollins chemical plant as the new toxic waste dump site. Now that's contaminated but valuable waterfront property. We think it's a crime to let that property go to waste as a dump.
You are aware, of course, that would replace our new toxic chemical dump just 20 feet from the reservoir for the entire area.
Gentlemen, I think we have a deal.
Here's to better living through chemistry.
Rico, get the cash register.
Okay, you got it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are the entertainment for this afternoon. Now on Shotgun, we got my man, Leroy. All right. And on the cash register, we got that magic fingers, Rico.
That's me.
And last but not least, yours truly, Frank. On the stick.
Shut up!
Now, if you all do just what we tell you, you just might get your asses home all intact.
Look what we got here. A little mother and a littler baby. You like Mexican food, little baby? How'd you like to have this hot tamale shoved down your throat? What are you looking at? Hey, Frank, teeny boppers. You like video games, teeny boppers? Your mom give you quarters for video games? Well, cough them up. Hey, this one's cute, Frank. Look how cute she is, Frank.
Hey, Leroy, I think she likes you.
You leave her alone. We'll give you our money if you want money. Hey, look, pal. Why don't you just let everyone go and keep me as a hostage, huh? Huh?
That's an idea. Ain't it, Frank? No thanks. Self-defense.
Yo, Leroy, check out this pretty little bitch. And the bitch got a dog. Hey, wait a minute. I think this bitch is blind.
Hey, are you sure she's blind, Frank?
Yeah, the bitch is blind.
Ow!
Hey, what are you doing? Don't do that. Let go of me.
Yo, Leroy, you wanna walk this damn dog?
Yeah, sure, Frank.
Gary! What have you done to my dog?
I didn't do anything to the dog, but listen.
Gary!
You wanna meet my friend Ben? He'll make everything all right. Just let me introduce you to Ben.
Ben!
Ben?
Nova!
Hey, Leroy, you know, I always did want to cornhole me a blind bitch.
Ow!
I'm gonna enjoy this. Yeah, this is gonna be nice. What the shit?
Oh!
We're only kidding! What's the matter? You can't take a joke? We're only kidding! Please, no! You can't do this to me! No, please! Please! Stop it! Stop! No! 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 We're only kidding!
Please, please don't touch me. Please.
Hey, it's all right. I'm not gonna hurt you. Are you okay?
Yes, I think so. But my dog, those men killed my dog. They shot my dog. Could you take me out of here, please? Please. I'll never make it by myself without my dog, please.
Okay, all right, but come on, let's go out the back way. Hey, don't worry. I won't hurt you. Come on, I'll help you up.
I'm gonna take you away.
Trip over the step, Malvin.
What?
I better get my cane. Why don't you have a seat? There's a place for you on your left. Right over there.
Ooh.
Would you like something to eat?
Uh-huh.
Is peanut butter and jelly okay?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Well, boys, what have we got here?
Looks like we've got a nice crispy taco supreme over here, Chief.
Looks like I got a strawberry thick shake over here. What do you got?
I got a pizza with the works to go, Jimmy.
Chief, it was unbelievable. It had an eye up over here. His nose was twisted to the side.
Huh?
It was the strangest thing I ever saw in my life.
Sure. But it was a pink elephant, too.
I'm telling you, these guys were gonna kill us. It saved our lives. It was a hero. A hero.
This guy is drunk.
I wasn't always blind. I was in this car accident 2 years ago. I thought it was the end of my life. But I learned how to cope. I can do things as well now as I could before. Some things even better, like cooking, for instance. My taste buds have become so sensitive. And I've really developed a flair for adding just the right spices to my food. You must be very hungry after that long walk. Oh, there you are. Here's your sandwich.
Thanks.
I hope you like it. I don't have much in the house. I usually eat out.
Huh?
Now we'll start from scratch. I'll sketch it. Good.
Okay, look. His eye was up over here.
No, it was right here.
No. His eye was up over here, and then the other one was down over here.
Wrong. The other eye was right here.
You're wrong. Look. Thomas,
you gotta make up your mind. How about his mouth?
Oh, his mouth was crooked. His lips were all, like, twisted.
You look like him. Yeah, like him. Yeah, that's more like it. Give me a break, fellas. Nobody looks like that. That's the monster. That's the face I saw. That's it. I'll never forget that face. Never forget it. Holy cow, that's my mother-in-law.
Would you mind if I touched your face?
No!
No? Well, why not? I won't hurt you, Melvin.
It's not that. It's just that I have a rash on my face.
A rash? You mean acne?
Yeah, that's it. It's nothing to worry about, but I wouldn't want you to touch it.
You shouldn't be ashamed of acne. Everybody's had acne at one time or another. Hey, I know. Would you like me to tell you a fortune?
Huh?
I read palms. Give me your hand. What big hands you have. I bet you're very strong. Let me see. You're going to have a lot of good things coming to you in the future. You're going to become a very important man. Let me see your other hand. Oops. Sorry.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. With us this afternoon is Dr. Merton Snodberger from the Garden State Cerebro Reflex Research Center. Can you tell me, sir, is it true that the monster only attacks bad people?
Yeah. Since only bad, evil people have been destroyed by the monster, I would have to answer your question, yeah. From traces that have been found on the scenes of the crime and analyzed, we have determined that whatever it is, this monster has been exposed to toxic chemical waste. It is also highly probable that this monster may have developed a very basic instinct which draws him, or should I say, commands him to destroy evil.
The new camera really captures the moment.
I know, the reds are so red. Really gets me hot.
What you looking at, Julie? Can I see, please? Can I see? Please,
no.
Please, let me see. Please, come on.
Get out of here, fatso.
Oh, Julie, I hurt my finger, Julie. I hurt my finger. Oh, I jammed my finger. Please help me. Would you pull it? Please pull my finger, Julie, please.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah?
I got today's receipts from the drug division.
Good boy, Dennis. Put it over there on the table. Bookkeeper will get to it later.
Yeah!
Let this be a lesson to you, hot ass.
This monster may have developed a very basic instinct to destroy evil.
Hey, you, in the alley. Hey, knucklehead. Oh. How about some nice young poontang, huh?
No, take me home. No, take me home. No, you lied to me. You said you were going to take me to see the David Bowie concert. He's not David Bowie.
Only 12 years old and only $12. Boys! Boys! Help! Help! Boys! Help!
And you can tell all your scum friends that things are gonna change in this town. I'm not just another pretty face.
Prime candidates.
Yeah.
Rack 'em up!
Bullshit. Families are moving into this town, buying up land, buying up housing. You promised I could corner the market. I cannot buy an acre of land.
Well, do you still have that property next to the grammar school?
The zoning board has redesignated that land for low-income housing, and he knows all about it, too.
He's right, Pete. And besides that, they're bringing in competitive construction bids. My brother's pissed.
The monster is making the people feel so safe. New families are moving into town every day.
And if we have an honest buyer's market, how are we going to profit? Now, you've got to do something about that monster.
Yeah, I guess we better do something about that monster, or Tromaville is going to become a nice place to live.
I hear the monster is so big.
Well, I bet he's got his eye on me.
For your information, everyone knows monsters prefer blondes.
There's a feeling going around town that this monster is here to protect the people.
And the jails are becoming overcrowded.
This monster has cleaned the streets of every criminal.
Almost all the criminals. He hasn't gotten us. Yet.
Well, what the hell are we going to do about this monster, eh?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to kill him. Because if we don't kill him, he's going to kill us.
I owe you for the other night, monster faggot. So now we're going to give you 6 new assholes. Compliments of me, Cigar Face.
Boo! You should have seen it. His teeth were everywhere. They looked like chicklets.
Hey!
What are you doing, Blondie?
Waiting for my boyfriend.
She's waiting for a boyfriend.
Well, maybe I'm going to be your boyfriend, baby.
Hey, stop that. My boyfriend won't like that.
Well, maybe we'll have to take care of that little loop of a boyfriend, huh?
Melvin! Melvin!
Melvin!
Melvin!
Yeah, Melvin. What's up, guys?
I'm gonna take you away one soft night.
Why, Melvin, you're beautiful. You're a beautiful person. You're so muscular. It's been 2 years since I've touched a man.
What are you doing to me? I've never felt like this before.
Loving you, I'm gonna show you the things love can do. Well, how can you say love's not real when you don't even know how it feels? Is this love? what's holding you back. You say that once feelings die, there's no turning back. I'm gonna show you the things love can do. When you're so afraid you'll be hurt, but you...
Hi, Ma. Yeah, it's me, Melvin. Yeah. Listen, Ma, I met a girl. She's beautiful. She reminds me so much of you.
Hey, Julie. Hey, Goldilocks. I'm locking up the gym in about 10 minutes. What do you say using me is take a little shower, huh?
Julie is stressing me, Slug. I can't take it. I cannot take this, Slug. She's not here with the car, and I gotta drive. I gotta drive, Slug. I gotta drive, Slug.
All right, already. All right, will you chill out? Hey. How would you like to be behind the wheel of a beautiful Japanese import?
Oh, that would be good.
Hi! Can we help?
Oh, you sure can. Thank you so much. Oh, it's so nice to have boys like you in the neighborhood.
Oh, what a feeling today.
Did you see her face when I punched her?
Beat that old lady like a dog.
Slug, there's that thing again. Let's get it.
Yeah!
this? Hollis? What?
Tom Pozo, you know who this is? It's Melvin, that's who it is. Hey, what about the kid on a bike, Bozo? How's it feel to hit a kid on a bike? Feels good.
Help! Help! I got problems. I'm a stressed person.
Holy cow!
Help! Help! It's completely... No! No!
Mr. Wilson!
Mrs. Haskell, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
How are the boys?
Those boys are such terrors, especially Scotty. He took his best girl out last night, and he came home with these stains all over his pants. I don't know what they are.
I don't either.
Do you think you can get them out?
My car! They're putting a ticket on my car! Mrs. Haskell, don't move! Don't move. Stay right where you are. I'll be right back. You can't give me a ticket. You can't give me a ticket. I have to go to the funeral.
Hey, who do you think you're pushing? What do you want? Stay away from me! Stay away from me! Help! 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 Stay away from me! Stay away from me! Help! What the...
No, Dickie, no, Washy.
Please, please don't give me a ticket. Please don't give me a ticket. Okay, Mrs. Haskell, let's see what we can do with these stains. Mrs. Haskell? Mrs. Haskell, what are you doing back there? You know customers are not allowed on that machine. Mrs. Haskell. Ah!
Melvin? Who's there? Who is that?
It's me, Sarah. Only me.
You scared me. Is something wrong?
Everything is wrong.
What's the matter? What have I done?
Oh, it's not what you've done. It's what I've done.
I think I'm out of control.
You see, you're blind, Sarah. You don't know who I am. I'm really the monster hero you've heard about. And every day I go out and I mash people. I tear them apart and I can't stop.
You better move back to your apartment. I don't think it's safe for you to be around me.
Oh, Melvin, I couldn't leave you now. I love you, Melvin. I wish we could go somewhere.
Yeah, some faraway place where there are no people, where I can't kill anybody.
What about that spot near Miller's farm that you told me about? Where you used to go to be alone. You said that was a very special place.
Well, we could try it. Do you think I look inconspicuous enough? I'll feel better when we get to the campsite.
Mayor!
Look, our monster made a little bit of a mistake. You can't go around dry cleaning little old ladies. The public won't stand for it. We can kill him now with no flack from anybody.
9-9. Bad news, Mayor. That little old lady was hardly a pillar of the community. In fact, she was head of an international white slavery ring. And she had a police record a mile long.
We gotta cover this up. If it ever gets out to the press, we're sunk. And I want you to do me a favor. Kill that bastard for me. You gotta kill him.
Yes, mein Führer. Mein Mayor.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Mayor Peter Belgoody will now take questions for the ladies and gentlemen of the press.
Miss Fink.
What does your administration stand in regard to this alleged monster? Is he a menace or a miracle?
He's definitely a menace, Miss Fink. Right now, there's a massive search underway to find a thing and destroy it.
Mayor.
Yes, Mr. Leonard.
Instead of trying to kill him, shouldn't we be trying to capture him, bring him in, study him?
It is not a human being. It is an it. You kill an it.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Mr. Williams.
The victim murdered in the dry cleaners, Mrs. Haskell. What's her background? What do we know about her?
Well, Mrs. Haskell was a member of our community for over 30 years. Also a member of the PTA. She had two fine sons. Anyone that knew her loved her.
Question. Are you certain, Mr. Mayor, that Chief Himmel and the police department can handle the situation in Tromaville?
I have the utmost regard for the chief and his department. As I've said, he is conducting a massive search for the monster right now.
I want this thing found, and I want this thing killed. The mayor has notified the governor, and he is prepared to give us all the assistance we need.
Should we break out the heavy weapons?
Come on, boys. I'd be dead right now if it wasn't for the monster. Don't you think you're being just a bit hasty?
Well, Clancy, you will do what you are told, or you will find yourself walking a beat on the city dump. Now, I want this thing shot, and I want you to shoot to kill!
That monster saved my life. They said a lot of other good for this town. Why are they gonna kill him? We should speak out. Do something.
Roy, why don't you do something? Speak out!
You want me to speak up? If I speak up, I lose my business license. If I lose my business license, I'm dead. You want another shake? No, I want them not to kill the monster. I want us to do something.
Listen, Johnny. You're just a kid. People can't go around doing things just because they're right. We have to leave these decisions up to the mayor and the police chief.
That's right.
But why would the mayor want to destroy something that does more good than the entire police force?
No offense. I know how you feel, Johnny. He saved my life, too. But us little guys are just not qualified to make these decisions. That's why he's the mayor. Right?
I know who the monster is. The monster is Melvin Byrne. He fell into this barrel of toxic chemicals, and now he's a monster. And he attacked Julie, and he attacked these. He waved at these three killers in the Mexican fast food restaurant, and now, oh, it's horrible.
Come on,
Come on.
Hey, lay off. Go easy on me. I turned myself in. I didn't want to do that hit and run stuff. Those guys and that girl.
Yeah, sure. Tell it to the judge. Come on. Walk this way.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need first aid cream.
All right. What's your name?
Wanda. Wanda Zilch.
Hey, Olson, look what I got. Look who turned herself into court.
I'm telling you, officer, it wasn't me. It was... There she is. That's her. They forced me to get in the car and run over those kids. Look at that monster. Get to me. I'm going to get you.
We're gonna find that bastard now. Come on. Come on, girl. Deal, come on.
My first day on the force and I'm chasing monsters.
The dog's got a scent.
I'm missing a ball game for this bullshit. We ain't gonna find no monster out here. All we're gonna find is a bunch of mosquitoes biting my fucking asshole.
Shut your fucking mouth. Hold on a second. I think I see something.
You don't see nothing but a couple of campers humping each other. Come on, let's go home.
Holy shit, it's the monster.
Oh, sure.
And he's got a bimbo with him.
Oh, he's got your mama with him.
And she's wearing a bikini. Wow!
Hey, let me see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's go tell the chief.
I'm gonna get me a medal for this.
Mayor! The monster has been sighted in a field near Miller's Farm.
That's wonderful. I'll have the National Guard meet us out there in full force. You leave now.
Yeah?
Hello, Governor. How are you, sir? Fine, just fine. Governor, I need your help, sir. It's about this monster that's been terrorizing my town. The local authorities can no longer handle the situation. That's why I need your help. The National Guard? I was hoping that you would say that so we could kill it. Capture it. Wow, I was thinking the very same thing. Yes, capture would be fine. Aha. Well, thank you, Governor. Talk to you soon. Goodbye, sir. Capture my ass.
Captain Custer, I'm Mayor Belgoody. Did you get word from the governor's office that I was on the way?
Yes, sir. The orders came through this afternoon. Sir!
Well, then your troops are now under my command. How soon can you get them mobilized and out of here?
I'll have my men in the field by dawn tomorrow. Sir!
Then you have only one order for the day. Kill the bastard!
Well, sir, maybe it's not necessary to kill the monster. Some of the men have come up with a plan to take him alive. It would be more humane.
Plan to capture him dead. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Chief, I got one order of the day for you. Until we snuff this monster, I want 24-hour protection. Even if I'm taking a dump, you hear me?
Yeah, Mayor.
What the hell is this? Where'd you get those shirts? I love the monster. Whose kids are these?
These are my kids, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, Clancy, what's the matter with you? Where do those kids get those shirts?
Well, you know, kids will be kids.
Get rid of them.
You mean the kids?
No, you dolt. The shirts.
Thank you.
it. You know? The little people think he's done a lot for this town.
Oh, my God! They're calling in the National Guard.
Oh, look at all those men.
Oh, I hope they don't hurt the monster.
They ought to give him a medal, not kill him.
They're gonna nuke the monster! Let's go!
My troops have it surrounded. We think he's still asleep.
Fine. We'll move in and wipe him out.
You can't do that, Mayor. I've rechecked with headquarters. They want us to take him alive, not kill him.
You're in charge, Pete. Come on, give the orders.
Mr. Mayor, please, please think of what you're doing. There's an innocent girl in there with him.
It's one life for the whole town.
But, Mr. Mayor, you don't understand. He saved my life. He doesn't deserve to die.
Shut up. Now, you don't understand the seriousness of this situation here, boy.
How dare you discuss my son's life or death like this? I'm Melvin's mother. He's a good boy.
All right,
he never hurt anybody. My son.
Silence! Silence! The orders have been given. It is our destiny to follow the orders.
Tent. Come out with your hands up. You are surrounded.
The minute he comes out, kill him!
Go with him!
No, you're not. You gotta stay here.
Go with him.
No, I can't let you do it! He's a hero! I can't let you do it! He's a hero!
Don't shoot him! Don't shoot him! If you want to shoot my son, you'll have to shoot me first!
Oh, Clancy! Get these kids out of there!
It's okay, Mom. Kids?
There he is!
Run! Run!
Fire! No! I won't do it! These kids are right!
Captain, have him in fire!
No, I can't!
Shoot! Damn you, shoot!
Melvin!
Fine, I'll do it myself!
Melvin!
You touch me again and I'll kill you!
You fat slob, let's see if you have any guts.
Officer O'Clancy, take care of this toxic waste.
Help me!
Sarah!
Melvin!
Sarah!
Melvin!
Sarah!
Melvin!
Sarah!
Melvin!
Sarah!
So Melvin the Monster Hero rid Tromaville of all of its evils so the good citizens could live their lives in peace and happiness. And the next time you're in danger or in need of help, look to the horizon and maybe, just maybe, the Toxic Avenger will be there.